Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And it's me, Spencer.
我们其实做节目很久啊，包括我们的付费课程，一直就是希望给大家传递一些非常实用的英语口语，
mm-hmm.
然后同时呢带大家去了解美国的文化。
Right.
每一期的节目，每一节的课，我觉得都是这样。但是呢，有的时候也觉得也可以做一些比较总结性的 ，like a summary.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
比如今天我们要说的就是跟美国人交流啊，美国人。有什么特点？好大的话题。
Yeah, it's pretty big, Jen. It's pretty big.
但是一直有朋友在我们的那个微信后台留言问我们啊，就是说，哎，我美国同事、美国朋友，就是跟他们交流的时候你们有什么 tips？
Tips.
It's really hard to say. Because like Spencer said, this is such a broad.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't want to generalize too much, but I guess there are some generalizations that could be made.
I think there are, so today we're go over some hallmarks, 就是 hallmark、mm-hmm. 就是一些特点特征、对吧 of、
sure.
American culture、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and of American people, I guess.
Alright, let's do it.
那希望对大家有用。大家可以到我们的公众号开言英语回复美国人来看今天的这个推送啊。首先呢，我是觉得 overall Americans 美国人还是比较 relaxed.
Yeah, I mean we got uptight people too.
Uptight, 对，当然每个文化里都有比较放松、比较轻松、relaxed, easy going, 但是也有你前面说的 uptight.
Yeah,
的人。
Well, I mean stereotypes among Americans are that like Californians and West Coast people are a little
like Texans, 德州。
Well, we kind of say that like people from the West Coast are more relaxed and slow paced.And then people from the East Coast are a little more fast-paced and hustle and bustle. But, I mean, even that's kind of a big generalization. So, I mean, overall, you know, yeah, we got laid-back people and uptight people.
对 ,uptight 就是比较严谨的,对吧
yeah,
比较一本正经的那种。
Yeah, yeah.
我为什么说比较 overall, 就是总体上来说、
uh-huh.
美国人和美国文化比较 relaxed。比如你和一些美国人接触他可能年纪比你大，而甚至说他的、mm-hmm. 在公司里面他是你的领导 ，they're very senior within、mm-hmm. the organization、
mm-hmm.。
我觉得除了是特别正式的场合，一般他们都会说啊，比如你叫他 Mr. Miss 什么什么，
yeah.
他都会说哦、no，just call me Jim， call me Tom， call me。
Yeah, actually, I do. That's a good point.
是吧
？Yeah, you know, here in China, it's like, oh, 老板，老板，老板，
或者什么老师
，yeah, teacher this or teacher, you know.Generally in school, I mean, usually you call a teacher Mr., you know, I don't know, Mr. Richards.、Mm. You know, you'd call them by their name and you address them as 先生, as Mr. So it's a little more formal in schools, generally speaking. But yeah, you're right, at work, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you don't need to call me boss or sir or call me by my last, call me Jim, call me Tom, call me Sally.
是，就是像我说的，除非是一个 very formal situation, 可能是很正式 business occasion 这种场合、
right.
但一般日常的这个交流，他们就美国文化或者美国公司的文化都说那就 like first name basis.
Yeah, that's right.
First name basis 就是大家以那个名字啊、来相称就好了，不用就是很多尊称啊什么、mm-hmm. 因为最近我去申请了一个就是斯坦福大学和北大联合办的一个短期的
So at Stanford?
对 So I,、I'll be doing a Stanford and 北大 joint program in September 然后面试的时候呢就是斯坦福的教授面试我嘛、
uh-huh.
那就之前也会说啊 ，Professor 什么什么 ，Professor 什么什么， uh-huh. 然后他们就那个就说哦 ，Just call me Mary，Just call me
yeah，just
call me Joseph，
yeah，
对，就是我觉得啊，就很 relaxed。
I will say though in America though， you know we when you first meet somebody who you feel is you know maybe superior to
very
you,
senior,
like, yeah like a boss or yeah professor。You know, I would, you know, first, you know, address them as Mr., you know, whatever, or Mrs., whatever. But
that's,
then,
that's a good.
Yeah. So you want to show the respect. But then, but when they say, oh, that's, come on, don't be so formal. And then they, you know, you kind of wait for them to, you know, tell you
I
that.
Agree.
Yeah, because like I said, there's uptight and relaxed people. So some people, you know, they might like that you call them Mr., you know, Mr. Tomlinson, you know, and that's, but, you know, overall, you, yeah.
我觉得刚刚 Spencer 这个advice 这个建议很好，就是如果你遇到一个真的是比较 senior 的，对吧？就是跟比你年长，然后那个职位啊什么，就各方面都比较需要尊敬的。刚开始还是以 Mr. Mrs. 或者 Miss 什么相称。
We certainly
后面他如果很多美国人就会说 just call me 什么。
是。
好。
We certainly value politeness.
啊，对，这个很重要。就是我觉得那个 relax 放松。不等于说就是你
Don't need to be polite.
对不等于说你可以把礼仪把礼貌忘掉啊。
对
好那我们接下来再说说我觉得美国文化呢还有一个特点就是美国人算挺幽默的吧就是 humor is a big part of America.
Yeah, it's a big part of my life, I know that.
对就是很多好甚至是正式的一些场合你像 speech,、像比如奥巴马对吧 speeches 当然除了什么 state of the union 国情咨文或者 foreign policy 很大的 speech 很多他的演讲好像都要有一些 humor 要有一些轻松的成分 幽默的成分
yeah because a lot of times you want to lighten we say lighten things up a bit
lighten things up、
you don't want to be too serious
lighten things up a bit 就是大家松弛一点对吧、这个气氛松弛一点
yeah, exactly
因为好像整个美国的文化就是说这种松弛啊、这种 free spirit、我们说 free spirit 就是比较自由的这种、个性是很多人觉得这是美国文化很重要的一点、这种 creativity so they value that、and they try to showcase it
yeah
但是呢我觉得有的时候这个幽默度其实也挺难掌握的比如说你如果要做一个 English speech 发言演讲啊什么的你里面要放多少 joke 之类的我觉得这个就比较 it really varies case by case
yeah
so I think it's important to you know understand it but in order to practice it and do it well yourself it does takeJust years of...
You need to feel out your crowd.
你说也要了解那个 crowd, 就是那个人群、是吧那个场合。好那其实讲到幽默啊我觉得除了就是、you know, create laughter, 就是制造一些欢乐的气氛、美国文化还有一个就是 don't take yourself too seriously. 你们觉得这个是很重要的。
Yeah, I mean, we respect hard workers. We respect,、you know, independent, strong thinkers. But we don't want someone who's, just no fun.
所以说到这个 don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
这个就是、中文我觉得可能就是不要端着对吧不要好像、自命清高那个、觉得自己很 I'm very important
yeah,
我很高级 我什么的、
自命清高 I like that one. That's
a good one. So don't take yourself too seriously.
That's right.
但是我觉得要注意的一点呢就是 don't take yourself too seriously doesn't mean you just goof around and joke around all the time.
No, of course not.、you know, that kind of circles back to what we had said a few moments ago about,、you know,still being polite, you know.
And
respecting people. Basically, this is what it is. We say, work hard, play hard.
你觉得美国文化里面就是这种努力工作然后尽情享受。
Yeah, exactly.、It doesn't, and once again, you know, playing hard, that doesn't mean you need to go out and be crazy and party all the time or something like that. But it's, we like people who have balance. We like、people...We like people who, you know how to relax, know how to not take themselves so seriously when they need not to, and know how to, you know, well, be serious when they need to be, and to have poise,
under pressure. 就是这种很沉着的，就是这种 control,
to be,
restraint.
Yeah, restraint, and to, but to, yeah, exactly.Yeah, pretty much.
对，因为我觉得很多美国人，你看他平时很能嘻嘻哈哈，就是你和他相处交朋友的时候，就不会有很大的压力，甚至是很 senior 的啊这样的人，但是呢， 对于这种 level of professionalism, 对于专业度的这个要求其实是很高的、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
对吗、
yeah.
但是比如说job interview 的时候你看美国人那种小年轻他平时可能很 relax 但他去、
yeah.
至少第一份工作面试或者什么他都 overdress、mm. 就他们都会穿一套西装什么
yeah, yeah, yeah.
他觉得、啊、这个是一个工作场合我要很 professional、
mm-hmm.
然后他的这个面试他的人或者他的老板那样第一次的场合、mm-hmm. they also expect、
yeah.
that level of formality and、
yeah.
respect.
But you know also we have different, you know, different work、environments where even though it's an important job, it's a well paying job thatMaybe you don't need to dress up so much. Can you imagine going to a job wearing a suit and the guy interviewing you is like dressed less formally than you?
你说到这个我们正好、接下来两周有一个付费课程叫 What to Wear to Work、
哎、
是我最近看到纽约时报的一篇文章我觉得很有意思、
嗯、
因为大家这个现在变得很 The boundary has been blurred、
yeah.
但我想说的一点就是比如美国人他在真的大家工作的时候他绝对是很 serious 的、
嗯
之前说过的这个 deadline 是怎么样事情要做到怎么样这个是very often non-negotiable、
mm-hmm.
but I think just in personal dealings everyday dealings 人与人的相处、
mm-hmm.
其实是、更加可能接地气一点的、
mm-hmm.
是吧
a little more down to earth
对 that's a great word 接地气、
yeah.
很 down to earth
that's right、
好那我们今天说了一些就是美国文化的也是 generalization 啦、
yeah.
in a nutshell 因为、
yeah.
因为有一句说法对吧长话短说我们只能浓缩一下
对对 对, 对
但今天所有的这些观察 observation 我觉得都是可能我对美国文化这么多年的接触啊、
嗯、
然后实践里面我总结了一些我自己感觉到对我很有用的、
嗯、
跟美国人相处里面对我很有用的东西 So I also hope it's helpful to you
Yeah, yeah And you know, I'm happy to help you with that 总结 Jenny,
是好那我们开言英语和我们的付费课程呢我觉得就是服务大家让大家更好的去用英语然后用自己对美国文化的一些理解啊、让你在不管是工作日常生活和美国人打交道的这个过程中都能越来越顺畅然后越来越有自信而且最后呢我觉得 at the end of the day 这样你也会交到更多的朋友有、
right.
有更加有意思的一些交流、
yeah.
是吧
That's right
好那大家在我们的微信公众号呢也可以免费试用我们的付费课程、
mm.
之后你如果想要学习更多英语学得更好的话在微信升级也是现在最优惠的一个价格学习一年只要629元除了有很多节目每天的课程还有每周的直播课希望大家喜欢、mm. We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys